That's right.
All right. Exactly. Thank you so much for this very, very timely book, as it was in the days of Noah. Friends, $10, Save America Ministries, so put it in your hands. You're going to really enjoy reading what our friend has in this book. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. It's on our website, saveus.org, and become a partner, will you? Go before the Lord.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our and we urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming in from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Gregory Richford, and we're going to be talking about a treatise he sent to me by email on the conspiracy of central banking. And, of course, that doesn't sound very dramatic. And yet, of course, when you really contemplate what's going on in the world today, the people who control the money control everything going on in the world. And we have a totally fraudulent monetary system, not only in the United States, but throughout the world. Or certainly the value of the dollar a year, 100 years ago, 1913, it's gone down about 96% in the value of our currency. And, of course, what they're doing, it certainly is there, are buying our support with our own money. Today, the United States is borrowing $1 trillion a year to pay its bills. Certainly when Barack Hussein Obama became president of the United States in, let's see, that was 2009, January of 2009, why we had a debt of $10.7 trillion. Today we have a debt of $17.5 trillion, almost a $7 trillion increase in debt. And basically, there's nothing behind this. In fact, if you actually analyze the debt of the United States using the general accepted accounting principles, that's GAAP, general accepted accounting principles, the real debt's over $86-87 trillion. It will never be repaid. Our leaders know that. They don't want you to know. The whole thing sooner or later is going to collapse. And of course, our central banks work in concert together all throughout the world, America being the central one. But if you read Professor Quigley's book, and I think it's on page 324 of Tragedy and Hope, he talked about how the central banks get together in secret, and they work together in secret to plan on how they're going to control the world. But you don't want to hear me talking about it. Gregory has done a wonderful job in this treatise. It's 56 pages long. I've read the whole thing. I'm fascinated by it. It's one of the best things I've ever read. Gregory, thank you very much for being with us. And I want you to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how you happened to put this together.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan, for having me on your show. Yes, I started this adventure here after some time looking at Bible prophecy and really looking at the New World Order and looking at this coming one world religion. And I felt I really needed to dig into this world of central banking. And so one of the things that I had done was kind of got a collection of some quotes about the New World Order, and I kind of funneled it down to those quotes that specifically dealt with finance, banking, and began to start organizing that in a way to tell a story, and led me into this whole world of the Federal Reserve and the Rothschilds, and all the way back to literally the first bank in England there in the early 1700s, in terms of the whole story about central banking. and leading us to the Federal Reserve, and just as you said, Professor Quigley's comment about this long-standing plan of organizing these central banks to have an agenda here in terms of maximizing the end of the world. So,
and I think one of the important things is to understand the Rothschilds are very highly involved in this. And people say, oh, well, you think it's a Jewish conspiracy? And no, it is a satanic conspiracy. The Rothschilds were part of the Sabbatean movement. They were part of this anti-Jewish movement that was really wants to destroy Judaism. They want to destroy Christianity. They want to destroy everything good and worthwhile. And most people have never even heard of the labor Zionists. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and health care you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest is Gregory Richford. And Gregory is simply pointing out something that most people don't understand: the history of money. They don't understand what's really going on because our media is tightly controlled, and the people who control the media control what you think and believe. But basically, if you go into the background of our monetary system, we started off with a central bank, and we had the first central bank, and it was a disaster. Then we had the second bank, a central bank, and of course, it was done away with by Andrew Jackson. And from 1836 up until 1913, we had the greatest prosperity. We had the greatest growth in this nation because we had simply a monetary system that was money that was issued by the government and backed by gold and silver, so you couldn't just keep printing money without anything behind it. And then in 1913, in came the Federal Reserve System. And gradually, of course, step by step, they've taken us to where we are today, first destroying the monetary backing of our currency, and certainly Richard Nixon, taking us away from gold, the gold backing of our currency in 1971. And since that time, they've dramatically increased the amount of money. There's nothing behind it. And we talk about bitcoins being suddenly fraudulent. Our currency is fraudulent. The only trouble is all the currencies in the world are fraudulent. It's just that we're perhaps a little less fraudulent than the rest of them. But Gregory, you pick up the story and you tell our listeners what you have found about the currency, and just try to make it so that the average individual out there can understand that those who control the monetary system control the government. It doesn't matter who we vote for, who's in the White House. Certainly the head of the Federal Reserve is far more important than the President of the United States.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most profound things that I certainly came to terms with, is realizing just how there was such a distinct uncoupling between the Federal Reserve as a private corporation and its absolute power and authority over monetary credit and really the government. The Federal Reserve, when it makes a decision, it is simply not vetoed by the President, by the Secretary of the Treasury, by the Congress, or by anyone else. I mean, it is really quite an amazing thing to come to terms with when you realize that the Federal Reserve, although it sounds like a government entity, is not. It is a fraudulent illusion, and most folks in America, I don't think, really grasp that detail, and they don't really understand just how the Federal Reserve makes policy that the President literally watches. And so that, to me, was one of the most unique things that I discovered here in my research, in terms of how this just goes on literally with these quotes, including Alan Greenspan more or less saying, you know, hey, we make decisions here and they're just not reviewed by anybody. So just trust us. We're going to do the best thing for the country, which we then find out is really not the best thing for the country. It's really the best thing for the New York Wall Street bankers. And so it's really quite an amazing thing how the media itself never really exposed the Federal Reserve for what it is. And as you mentioned, that's because behind this banking cartel, they own the media. They own these six institutions that control virtually all the news that we receive. And so there's a closed loop feedback here between the banking cartel, ownership of the Federal Reserve, ownership of the media in general, and how we're trying to understand how this whole thing came about in 1913 with the Jekyll Island plan and eventually this whole thing going through the Congress in 1913. And as we come to find out, only a very few really understood the game. And certainly one of those individuals was Congressman Lindbergh, who pointed out right on the spot that this thing was a disaster for the country, and continued to play that tune for quite some time until finally he was run out of office himself.
And I think what people really don't understand is these people control the corporations. Basically, corporations are built upon debt. I mean, somebody has to buy the stock, and so do they create the money. The Federal Reserve creates the money that is utilized to buy up large blocks of stock. And we have something as hundreds of corporations in the world, but the largest of them all tie into this banking conspiracy. And it is a conspiracy. It is a small group of people who hold the reins of power in our government and make fabulous amounts of money, while other people, many of them, certainly their living standards are going down. And as living standards are raising in India and in Asia and in China, the people there, lots of new millionaires in China, more and more people are losing their middle class status here in the United States. They're lowering living standards in the United States as they raise living standards throughout the world. And why is that? Well, I think Gregory uncovered what I have believe is very true, and that is behind all of this. There are powerful spiritual forces, and you bring that out beautifully in your treatise. Would you like to talk about that? Because that's what most people don't understand, is that we can talk about this from a monetary point of view. We can talk about it from a conspiratorial point of view. But unless you understand the spiritual forces that energize this movement, it really doesn't make sense. And incidentally, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for Gregory, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. You'll find the conspiracy of central banking posted on my webpage, and maybe Gregory can tell you how to get it from his webpage, but this is well worthwhile reading. It will really help you to understand. But why don't you talk a little bit about the spiritual forces behind this whole movement, because if people don't understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a banking battlefield, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, well, you are right on the money in terms of, as we dig down certain levels here and really try to uncover not just the fact that there's a banking conspiracy, but to really understand the secret society aspect of this, to really get down to the reality that so much of the banking cartel is driven by Freemasonry at the highest levels, and which would include the Illuminati and other secret societies of that ilk. I mean, it is very interesting to me that when you finally pull the covers back and realize how much of these very high-level aristocratic banking elites are tied to Freemasonry and tied to some of the plans that the Freemasons have about a new world order, a one-world economic system, and a one-world global religion. Now things begin to start falling into place. And whether we're reading books by Yuri Lina on the Architects of Deception, the Concealed History of Freemasonry, or even something more recent by Dr. Thomas Horn on Zenith 2016 or Apollyon Rising 2012, we really begin to understand the Freemasonic connection to this banking cartel and this long-term plan they have of ultimately driving the world toward what they refer to as the New World Order, the Novus Ordo Seclorum. So this is where we really come face-to-face with the fact that this is not just any old conspiracy. It is a diabolical conspiracy driving the world toward a satanically defined New World Order. And so step-by-step, decision-by-decision, we see these economies moving in the direction where ultimately we're going to see a gigantic, massive financial collapse. But we need to realize this has always been the plan. This is exactly what the intention has been, is to get the world in $100 trillion worth of debt, which is where we are right now. And eventually, the whole thing is going to implode, leading to their next round of the New World Order, another version of some kind of fiat-based currency, more than likely.
I think one of the hardest things for people to accept, rational people, is that there really is a movement to spend America into destruction. But if anybody really doubts that, well, you want to look up the material on Cloward and Piven. Cloward and Piven. You can look it up on the internet. And they were actually two professors. I believe they were at Princeton. Anyway, certainly they have, we talked to a gentleman over there who just the other night who actually had attended a university with Barack Obama and basically there, certainly at the university where they were, why is it that all the students hated America? They were disciples of Cloward and Piven. And Cloward and Piven simply said, look, if you want to destroy America, you just run us into massive amounts of debt. You keep spending money and you keep running up the debt and running up the debt and running up the debt until eventually, of course, then the interest on that debt, and you certainly can keep the interest artificially low for a time, But then, of course, you let the interest soar, and basically all the money that comes in has to be used to pay the debt, and the whole system collapses. That's how we're going to destroy America. But you don't have to accept my name for my word for it. You can find this on the internet. Go to your search engine, Cloward and Piven, and you'll be fascinated to know that you're seeing the unfolding of a plan. And basically, we're running up. Remember, it took us 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in debt. Today, we're accumulating over $1 trillion of debt every single year. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. Go right ahead, Gregory.
Well, let me just pick up on that thread here. So as you mentioned earlier, we're at a federal deficit right now of somewhere around $17.5 trillion. We then look at the unfunded liabilities, which include Social Security and Medicare, and we have numbers anywhere in the $100 to $200 trillion range. We then throw on the derivatives, which is another whole complex assortment of debt, and that number is so astronomical as to be somewhere well above $500 trillion. And then on a personal level, we have Americans with credit cards, house mortgages, car loans, and student loans. That all sums up to $11 trillion. So even when you do the math, you're at a number that is so large that, as we can understand, it is completely unpayable. And it's only a matter of time before these interest expenses that we're making are just going to overtake everything in the budget.
Well, why doesn't Rush Limbaugh tell us about Cloward and Piven? I've never heard him mention him. Cloward and Piven, look it up, ladies and gentlemen, look it up.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Gregory Richford. We're talking about his treatise on conspiracy of central banking. What's the exact title of it?
Yeah, that is the right title, Stan. Conspiracy of central banking.
Conspiracy of central bank. And certainly, our telephone number. You can find that at my website at radioliberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, we've actually had that on our list of a place of news around the net, and then we've actually taken one of our sites and just put the whole thing. It's 56 pages, but it is well worthwhile reading. Because if you don't understand what's happening financially, you don't know what's going on. You're not going to be able to prepare yourself. And if you're suddenly not making preparations, I fear that an awful lot of Americans are going to get suddenly wiped out and impoverished before this is over. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, if you're out there, give us a call. Because I think it's vitally important that people understand that there is an organized, orchestrated effort to conceal the truth from the American people about the banking movement. Basically, of course, six major banks control 67% of all of the financial assets in the United States. Six major banks control 67% of all the financial assets in the United States. You can look this up, certainly. You'll be able to verify this through your search engine. And these banks certainly are J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. And these banks, of course, have these massive debts out there, and basically many of them hold massive amounts of derivatives, and basically they are totally insolvent. And this whole financial system is insolvent, and suddenly people begin not paying back their debts, the whole house of cards would come down. Have you run into that thought, Gregory?
Yeah, I think that's, Stan, what really surprises me is actually what is holding it up. I mean, to me, when I think about the massive amount of debt here, and let's say, for example, these six banks you mentioned, and the derivatives orgy that goes on to the tune of hundreds of trillions of dollars, I often step back and just try to understand what is actually holding this thing up from collapsing. And whether that's money from the Rothschild Rockefeller axis somehow holding up the roof before it collapsed, I don't really know, but it sure seems as though it only is a matter of time before a chain reaction starts in some way. And certainly one thing that we have been looking at is just what's going over on in the situation with the Ukraine. If both the Russians, the Chinese, and the Indians all decide to pull off of the dollar is the world reserve currency, and to go their own separate way, I think that could very well set the trigger off for a chain reaction.
We just don't know. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we have Bruce calling from Durand, Michigan. Hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
Okay. I'd like to ask your guest a question that's been bugging me since I first started hearing about Bitcoin. I heard some guys the other day talking about all cryptocurrencies and how government may preempt them and have their own government cryptocurrencies. I'm wondering about an international cryptocurrency that the value of the the Bitcoin, if you want to call it that, would be based on your value to the international order. Also, this is important. How strong is the Vatican Bank compared to other banks? And could all the banks say, well, we can trust the Vatican Bank because they're religious. Let's just have everyone have Bitcoins guaranteed through the Vatican Bank. What's your opinion on that?
So let's see. You want me to take a stab at that, Stan?
Well, yes, of course. You go ahead and then answer that question.
I think, to me, one of the most interesting things about the Bitcoin really involved, we'll call the banking conspirators in general. I don't see them allowing two different, we'll call it, systems going on simultaneously for very long. They may understand the Bitcoin thing, but it seems to me, according to their best interest, they're not happy to see folks having a choice. They want to make sure that there is a monopoly on monetary control. And so I would think they would do everything in their power to eventually try to suppress and eventually crush the Bitcoin operation. That's my view, at least based on the research that I have done so far.
And I think you're absolutely right. I think this whole thing is fraudulent. I mean, basically, there's nothing behind the Bitcoin. It has no valid value at all. It's all simply a matter of what people are willing to pay for it. And it's all artificially manipulated as far as the Vatican Bank is one of the most powerful financial institutions in the world. One of the independently, it has massive gold holdings that rival those any other place in the world.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley. And most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle Grow stuff really is a miracle. Miracle Grow products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, Sydney. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-295. We have Bruce calling from Durand, Michigan. He wants to know, Sydney, as we talk about this fiat money system and as it evolves, what's going to happen? What are the people of great wealth going to do? What is going to be their wealth as this system progresses and we have more and more currency with absolutely nothing behind it? Do you want to address that, Gregory, or shall I?
Well, here's a couple thoughts. Probably more speculation than anything. I mean, clearly it would seem to me that the wealthy elite families of the world that clearly drive the economic machine, you got to believe that they have their own source of gold and silver and whatever else in terms of precious metals. The other thing that we know is that they have seriously invested in all the commodities, the precious, the diamonds, oil, other things that intrinsically have value. And so you might start thinking about when we transition to this new world order, what is going to really be put down for collateral for whatever kind of a banking system they have in mind. And it seems to me they obviously have a plan, even though we don't know what the details are, because they have to have something that's going to at least make sense on paper to the world at large. So, Stan, why don't you chime in and see what you think there?
Well, basically, I will tell you, Bruce, that the elite are buying property, they're buying gold, they're buying silver, they're buying commodities, as Gregory has said. And basically, we know that the Bush family bought 200,000 acres of land in Paraguay. They're one of the largest, certainly, landowners in parts of China where people can own property. The Bushes are investing in property. They understand what's going on. They just don't want the average individual to understand. And of course, I'm sure the Bushes are not the only family out there, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds. There are several dozen families that rule the world financially, and they're going into fixed commodities because they know that the paper monetary system is going to collapse. It's not a matter of if, but when. They absolutely, I do not believe there is any gold in Fort Knox. They will not allow anybody to assay it. Congressman Ron Paul tried for many years to assay what was going on there when Ron Paul was on the various congressional committees having to do with money. No way were they going to allow anybody to go into Fort Knox to see what was there. Some of the gold may have been transferred to the Federal Reserve vaults there in New York City. Oh, but of course, they're simply lying to us about what's really going on in the world. And we do know, certainly, that when Germany recently tried to get back the tons of gold that had been deposited with the Federal Reserve System following World War II, they were told it would take 7 years and they could only get part of their gold back. When a country certainly deposits their gold in America, you would think that if there was gold there, they'd be able to get it back. But they're not going to. We're being lied to about this. This is a very important issue. We do not know all the intricacies of it, but we do know that the current monetary system is on the verge of collapse. And when it's going to take place, I don't know. A matter of weeks, months, years. We're just going to have to wait and see. But people should be making their preparations accordingly. Because when the monetary system collapses, why, people who are simply tied to paper currency are going to end up like the people in Germany back in the 1920s. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest today is Gregory Richford. His treatise is called Conspiracy of Central Banking, and you can find it 56 pages on my webpage. He's done a wonderful job with that. Anything else, Bruce?
Okay, so the two of you then would agree that in the New World Order Antichrist future, the same old valuables will be valuable: land, gold, silver, precious stone, armies, medicine. Everything that's valuable now will be valuable then. And in the meantime, this transition period is just a period to put more people in debt and to steal from everybody else until just a few families have all the wealth. Is that the bottom line then?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, to me, one of the things that both Stan and I would probably say seem to be in the mix here is we have these regional currencies, and whether there's an entire breakdown driving the world toward a single currency, or there's some kind of merging of these regional currencies into an eventual one world currency, something that we see depicted in The Economist magazine, which came out in January of 1988, where they're talking about a one world currency that they call the Phoenix coming out in 2018. So they seem to have a timeline for driving the world along a schedule. Yeah. And we would say, well, it appears as though there's going to be a one world currency here. They've already defined it. It's called the Phoenix. And so we're here in 2014 looking ahead, trying to understand how these folks are manipulating these events, driving the world toward this new world order. And it is a little bit of a difficult thing, because clearly they've had to change the plan along the way based on other things.
But I think one of the most important things is we are aligned against a group of very evil and wicked people who actually are, in my opinion, are Luciferian. They have a plan to bring about a one-world government, certainly a one-world monetary system, a one-world currency, a one-world religion. But, of course, everybody discounts God, and God has a plan, too. And basically, of course, when God intervenes, why, all of our material wealth probably will have no meaning at all. We're just going to have to wait as this unfolds. But when we talk about what's going on today, I think everybody discounts the part that God does play in the affairs of men. Anything else you'd like to ask or comment on, Bruce, before we let you go?
Yeah, I'll let you go here. I just wondered about the Vatican Bank and whether they could combine economic, spiritual, or I should say economic, religious, and political into one fell swoop there, just by putting everything in a Vatican Bank and having it based on that, because you'd have religion plus economics.
Well, personally, I would not favor that at all, because I believe there are powerful satanic forces working at the half of echelons of the Protestant faith, of the Jewish faith, mm-hmm. and so the Catholic faith.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't either. I just wonder if maybe that's their plan. You know, they could see that that would work to bring about religious, economic, and political unity somehow.
Well, we're just going to have to wait and see. We live in exciting times. At least we have some grasp of what's going on. We don't know all the answers, but we do know the ultimate secret, and that is that God does rule in the affairs of men. Anything you want to say, Gregory, before Bruce goes?
No, I think, Stan, you've pretty got it covered there. I mean, there certainly is an interesting aspect about how much gold the Vatican has. They seem to have more gold than we ever knew was possible. But on the other hand, we're left wondering, well, what are they going to do with it? And or what specific designs do they have in terms of this gold that might be buried under the Vatican or somewhere else in the Philippines, I heard recently. Frankly, I don't know. It's kind of a mystery to realize that they could do something, but none of us really seem to understand what that might be.
Amen. Okay,
thanks a lot.
God bless. Okay, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And if you have a question or comment, our guest is Gregory Richford. His treatise, you can find it on the Internet, or you can find it on my site on the Internet. That's RadioLiberty.com. It's called Conspiracy of Central Banking. And there really is a central banking conspiracy. The central banks work together in concert, and they're certainly shifting the wealth of the United States to other countries as they raise living standards, certainly throughout the world, progressively lower living standards here in the United States. And my fear is there are going to be some dramatic changes. We had certainly a June calling in from Yakima, Washington. Hopefully we'll get June back on the line. And there we go. Hi, June. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Do you have a question or comment?
I have a comment. I don't know if it's been brought up or not, but how different times you've brought out that they like to say that the bankers, they're the Jewish front or whatever. And I don't know if it's been brought up or not, but the Rothschilds,
mm-hmm.
His name, he changed his name from Bauer to Rothschild. And
Basically, Rothschild stood for Red Shield, and that was their emblem. But they changed the name from Bauer, as you say, to Rothschild. But remember, this has nothing to do with the fact they're Jewish. In fact, they are really part of this anti-Jewish movement, the Sabbatean movement, or the movement of Jacob Frank. And if you haven't heard our programs on that, or certainly read about the Sabbatean movement, you really need to understand that this is a movement that is violently anti-Jewish, that is doing everything they can to destroy the Jewish people and the state of Israel today. It is truly demonic.
And that I was just, I didn't know if it had been brought out or not, that his Rothschild's name was Bauer, and the Red Shield, he took that name, he put that name up on his business. He had a little coin business when he was a very young man when he started. And anyway, I'm losing my thought here.
Right. Basically, of course, they were certainly coin dealers. They were involved with the monetary system. They were very good investors. They worked with the world leaders. And then, of course, it was after the Battle of Waterloo that they really took control of the monetary system of Great Britain and came to dominate the monetary system of Europe. And what are we talking about? The early 1800s, somewhere there, about 1812, 1815. At that point, the Rothschilds took over international banking, and they've been the dominant force in it ever since then. But prior to that, of course, it was run by the Central Bank of Great Britain, which was primarily Gentile. But following the Battle of Waterloo, while the Rothschilds took it over, and the Satanists took control of the world monetary system, and they control it today, in my estimation. Go ahead, June.
Oh, I was just going to add that he had five sons that...
Right.
Or in the house of Rothschild was so, and the on the eagle on the shield, he added the five on the talons, the five arrows, to signify in his sons, which was they had banking in Frankfurt, London, Paris, Vienna, and Naples.
Mm-hmm. And they're still a dominant force today, although the Rockefellers play a very dominant force as well. But the Rothschilds probably are the dominant force in the world. Anything else you say, June, before we let you go?
I had a book that were by Eustace Mullins, and I was wondering, have you had that book? It's called The Secrets of the Federal Reserve.
Yes, I've read it many times. I knew Eustace.
Yeah, you knew him?
Yes, I spent some time with him. He was a brilliant, dedicated fellow.
Yeah, and so I didn't know if that had been brought out. That book is fantastic.
Right, it really is. But
yeah, I actually have it in the lesson here. There's a whole sort of summary of different parts of that. So yes, he's sort of central here to really unveiling some of the things about the Federal Reserve in particular.
But unless we understand the Sabbatean movement within the Jewish faith, which is actually anti-Jewish, and the Sabbatean movement is something that Barry Shamish talks about, if people really need to study this, Rabbi Antelman, who died just this year, I certainly have known of him going back to the 1970s, and he's always tried to get the Jewish people to understand that they had within their midst a subversive movement intent upon destruction of God's holy faith. Anything else, June?
No, that's it. Thank you very much.
Okay, God, hope you'll tell other people about our program and get them listening, okay?
I will.
Okay,
God bless.
Fine. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Gregory, we're drawing towards the end of the hour. Why don't you tell our listeners your thoughts, and I've done a lot of the talking. We really want to hear what you have to say about what's going on and what can be done now, what the average individual can do to protect themselves.
I get that question a lot in terms of when folks really hear the facts about how crooked the world is in terms of all this banking fraudulence and manipulation. Folks are really struggling with, well, what do I do here? What can I do with the money that I do have in savings or in my 401k or some other form of savings and clearly I have tried to think myself about investing those monies that I have either into precious metals of some kind, gold, silver, platinum, and things of that nature, and or in other life-giving assets, whatever, whether that would be food and other things related to life itself, medicine. But clearly, I think folks have got to start thinking on their own about not counting on the government for any of these handouts or Social Security. We're going to come to a point here where it's going to be every man and family for itself. And to the degree that we can somehow try to prepare ourselves, it just seems like that is really the task of the hour. We have got to think about how to take what monies we have and invest them into something that has real solid substance in terms of wealth, whether that would be gold or silver. Because you and I know those assets are going to start going up exponentially in terms of their value here. Once folks start realizing the dollar is going to plummet here and it's what it's worth, folks are going to immediately stampede to gold and silver and other precious metals to try to recover some of that wealth back.
Well, if I could simply offer the three rules of investments, which I think are the most vital ones that you can go by, and that is diversify. And basically, that's the best advice I can give you. And certainly, gold and silver, fine properties, preferably gold or property. Right now, certainly, income producing property. And then, of course, the other things that that Gregory is talking about, the things that would get us through a very difficult period, because something big is afoot. Now, I don't know whether there's going to be an EMP attack or some sort of a gigantic solar flare that's going to wipe out our electricity. Maybe there is, and maybe there isn't. Maybe they're just trying to scare us to death. But of course, something major could happen, and we could certainly lose the entire monetary or political infrastructure of this country. People should be prepared and hope and pray it doesn't happen. But basically, I believe that down the line, God is going to bring some sort of judgment on America. How soon it's coming, I don't know. What form will it be? I don't know. But I do know that God does bring judgment on nations. When a nation turns against God, God brings his judgment on that nation. And suddenly our guest this evening has been Gregory Richford. His article is Conspiracy of Central Banking. You can find it on my website. I hope you didn't mind my putting it up there, Gregory.
Oh, I think that's absolutely fantastic, Stan. Thank you very much.
I just want people to have an opportunity to read it. It's well worthwhile reading. And we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan here, and somebody had called in, wanted to know about the bankers who committed suicide. And basically, of course, the figure 7-8, Sidney Gregory said he had heard it was not 11. And then, of course, he said he heard a program, certainly on one of the major talk shows across America, that somebody had said it was 20 people. But whether it's 10 or 20 that bankers had committed suicide, it's probably not something more than just coincidence. Coincidence. I think that we're heading into a major financial collapse. I don't know what's going to happen, but make your preparations accordingly. And this could happen in a matter of weeks or months or years. We do not know what's going to happen, but make your preparations now. Understand what this is about. Go to my website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and look up Conspiracy of Central Banking. Conspiracy of Central Banking, it should be up there. Recently posted on News Around the Net at the very top of my webpage, and then suddenly my son said he'd put it someplace else as well. I haven't had a chance to look it up, but I finished reading it. I think it's vitally important, and we recommend it to you. You need to understand the monetary system. We do have an excellent book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. If you haven't read it, you need to. That's The Creature from Jekyll Island. And then, of course, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. And basically, of course, we have a 4-CD set on the Federal Reserve. You need to get this information, and you need to help us get it out. You need to call us people. Just if you don't have people to tell about our program, simply go to the phone book and just start at A and just start calling the names there, and call 10 people every day. Just tell them if they want to know what's really going on in the world, to start listening to Radio Liberty. We need to get more and more people informed. We don't have a massive base like certainly many of the other talk show hosts, but we do have certainly information you're not going to get elsewhere. And we do understand the spiritual forces that are at work in the world today. So if you'd like to help us, you just tell others, encourage them to listen to our program. If you're in a position to help us financially, we always need funds. Basically, we do 5 hours of talk radio 5 days a week. We have to pay a great deal of money for our stations, and certainly, but because we do have certainly the radio stations, shortwave stations, we have the internet. I said that people can listen to our program by telephone in the afternoon. They can listen to our program certainly by satellite if they have a KU satellite, and it's broadcast by Todd Waite on KU satellite. There are all sorts of means of getting the information. You just need to listen and encourage others to listen. And if you're in a position, as I say, to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and you can get our four best CDs or tapes of the month. You can get our monthly newsletter. Why, you can certainly get the various products we carry. We have a wonderful line of health products, and most people are deficient in vitamin D3 and magnesium. I think 70 to 80% of the people are not getting adequate, certainly, vitamin magnesium, and most people need a great deal more vitamin D3 than they're getting, because they're not getting the sunshine. And so basically, if you'd like a list of the health products we carry, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And we have a lot of products that we carry. We even have a line of spices. Why do we carry spices? Well, it raises funds for us. And besides that, they're excellent. We use them ourselves. And they add a lot of zest to our diet. And basically go to our website, radioliberty.com. Look at the items we have. Look at the books and DVDs and 4-CD sets. If you have any questions about Adolf Hitler, and why is that important? Why? It's because most of what you believe isn't true. You have to understand Adolf Hitler escaped following World War II to South America along with tens of thousands of Nazis, covered in a 4-CD set entitled Did Hitler Escape? And the other 4-CD set is in the of Operation Kiel, Operation Paperclip. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
For amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesty.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty again, coming in from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for this next hour, at this time every week on the last day, last program of the week, we ordinarily have with us William Grigg. And William Grigg certainly at one time was a senior editor for the New American magazine. He's worked for the the Republic. He certainly worked for a number of conservative publications. He's a prolific writer. He actually writes the Radio Liberty weekly, or I should say monthly newsletter. You can certainly read him very frequently on many of the websites out there. You really want to get his information because I think William is certainly one of the most astute observers we have. Lou Rockwell, if you read Lou Rockwell, you'll find a number of William's articles. William has his own radio program, a podcast on Saturdays, and we'll have him tell you how to get in touch with his material. But William is certainly an original thinker, certainly always a pleasure for us to have here on Radio Liberty because I think his ideas contribute so much to the outlook that we have and that others do. And basically, of course, you know, we have a number of people we have on a regular basis. We have Dr. Dennis Cuddy every Friday. We certainly have Joel Skousen. We have James Corbett coming to us from Japan, giving us an outlook, an international outlook on what's going on financially. And we have certainly Larry Pratt on a regular basis and Joyce Riley, certainly Catherine Albrecht, Dr. Catherine Albrecht. We are fortunate to have people on a regular basis every month to keep my listeners abreast of what's going on and hopefully able to make preparations for what I believe are very, very difficult times that lie ahead. And with that as the background, William Grigg, how are you tonight, William?
Dr. Stan, I'm doing so well, and I really appreciate the opportunity to be with you, and I'm also somewhat rueful that I wasn't with you last week. I really do appreciate your patience with me for my app.
Well, we missed you, but fortunately, doing talk radio 5 days a week, you've always got to be prepared in case somebody doesn't show up. So we missed you, but we have you tonight, and what are we going to be talking about?
Well, I wanted to explain a little bit of why I wasn't here last week. I was actually in the state of Utah. I went to the central part, Utah County, for the most part. It's a beautiful place. I don't know if you've ever been there, but if you live in central Utah, you're in one of God's most magnificent landscapes. You're surrounded by mountains, and the people are, of course, quite friendly. I was down there to deal with some people who have been suffering at the hands of our government-appointed enforcers. I put on a presentation for an audience there, and then I've been reporting on a number of stories dealing with people who have been treated with criminal disdain and criminal violence by those who are sworn to uphold the law. And one of those stories actually was republished in large part, excerpted in large part, by the Washington Post this week, which defies comprehension. Actually, the Washington Post did some decent journalism on a subject that they've been aversive to talk about, which is the abuse of people by government authority. And I'd like to share that story on the other side of the break. It deals with a man who's been left crippled for life for no fault of his own after he'd cooperated with the police. It's a horrible thing. And I think that it deserves some attention.
All right, fine. Now, are you on a regular telephone?
Yes, I am.
All right. I may have my producer call you right back, as I think we could possibly get a little better line.
All right.
So I'll just hang on. We'll be back in just a moment. Our guest, of course, is William Grigg. Oh, my wife says it sounds all right. So, William, just hang on. We'll keep doing what we're doing.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and health care you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and William is telling us the story about this gentleman in Utah who'd been certainly an athlete and very active and led a very successful life. But then he had a severe accident. He had four back surgeries. He had chronic pain as a result of this. And then, of course, because of that, he had to have a very expensive surgery where they actually put a stimulator into him with leads onto his spinal cord so that he didn't have to take pain medication, but so there would be these electric impulses going into the spinal cord that would confuse the spinal cord and would suddenly relieve his pain. Well, anyway, he was driving his car, driving a delivery truck, driving up the street, and there's a branch hanging down suddenly, and he collides with this branch, and basically it wasn't his fault. This branch was suddenly hanging out over the street. He goes to report it to the police. He has an outstanding ticket, which is apparently he owes money on, and he's going to pay it. He just hasn't had a chance to get around to it. Pick up the story there, William.
Yeah, so he called the police knowing that there were likely to be problems as a result of this. And the police showed up, and one of the officers, a man by the name of Andres Gianfili, is taking photographs of the accident scene. And Mark suggests that he should take a picture of the branch in order to show the position of the branch overhanging the street. And the officer said to him, well, it looks like you're not interested in taking responsibility for what you did. And Mark said, well, you sound like a city employee who's worried about liability. So they had an exchange of words here, but it was forceful, but it was not impolite. And Officer Jean-Felice ordered Mark into the cab of his truck, and so he complied with that. And then a few minutes later, Jean-Felice ordered him out of the truck, announced he was going to arrest him on this discretionary warrant for an outstanding speeding ticket in, I believe it was Spanish Fork, which is a neighboring town there in central Utah. And he also mentioned the fact that Mark wasn't able to find up-to-date insurance information. That's something that got cleared up subsequently. And so when Mark was told that he was going to be arrested, he said, excuse me for just a second. I'm very slowly going to lift my shirt. And so he reached behind to lift up his shirt. He turned his back, and you could see, and this is something that he showed me in person, in the lower right-hand quadrant of his back, an iPod-sized or cigarette pack-sized outline of this device that had been embedded just beneath the skin. And he said, I have a very expensive piece of medical hardware in my back that is necessary in order for me to walk. And I can't be cuffed behind my back, because if I do, you're likely to disrupt the leads that are in this device that run up my spinal cord. So would you please handcuff me in front in order to avoid problems? And the officer disdainfully said, don't tell me how to do my job. Just put your hands behind your back. And so Mark complied. And he was cuffed behind his back and put in the back of the police car. And he was leaning forward away from his handcuffs in order to avoid any potential damage to this very sensitive and very important piece of hardware. And when the officer noticed this, he shoved him back against the hard seat in order to handcuff him. And as this happened, Mark said, he felt something break in this very expensive piece of hardware. And then he said, you realize that you just wrecked my back. And within a few minutes, Mark started to notice that his nervous system was malfunctioning because his right leg began to seize up and convulse. And on the way to the hospital, Mark said, on the way to the jail, Mark said, you might need to take me to the hospital, because if I get to the jail in this condition, the intake officer is not going to let me go into the jail without taking me to the hospital. And so Jean-Felice agreed to divert to the hospital, but in doing so, he was very brusque and not particularly friendly about it. I should point out that after cuffing him in the back, and after Mark complained about his back being ruined, Jean-Felice did relent and allowed Mark to be cuffed in front using what's called belly chain. But at this point, as Mark said, it was far too late. The damage had already been done. Once they got to the hospital, they parked about 50 yards away from the entrance to the emergency room, a part of the parking lot where, interestingly enough, the security cameras were dragged out of the back of the car by his right arm. And at this point, his right leg was malfunctioning. It was cramping up. It was seizing. Mark took off his shoe and showed me how his foot now is permanently contorted in almost a clawing motion because he has no voluntary control over the muscle spasms that now afflict the entire lower right side of his body. So his leg wasn't working, and he was stumbling and staggering. And according to the officer, what happened is that Mark tripped and fell face first into an unplanted flower bed, and that he ended up somehow on the middle of Mark's back with his knee resting upon this delicate piece of medical hardware. What Mark says is that the officer threw him down into the right, casting his sunglasses and his baseball cap into the parking lot, and that while the officer was on his back, he put the full weight of his body onto the knee that was resting directly on the lower back in a way that, of course, was inflicting severe pain upon Mark, who's already in terrific pain to begin with. In any case, the officer said that Mark appeared to be resisting. And if he had been resisting, it would have been an involuntary impulse. Bear in mind, he had difficulty standing and walking. So he was finally picked up and taken into the emergency room. And when he got there, Mark said, "I need you to call," to the first nurse that he found. He said, "I need you to call the third-party law enforcement agency to send an officer to investigate this assault. This officer just assaulted me in the parking lot." And the nurse ignored him. Now, the nurse was legally obliged under the Vulnerable Adult Act to take this report seriously and to call for an investigation of this alleged assault. But she wasn't particularly interested in what Mark was saying. And the police officer, Officer Jean Felice, at this point, shoved Mark in the chest and told him to be quiet. And this gesture drove Mark beyond forbearance. And finally, he swore at the police officer. That got the nurse's attention. She said, "You shouldn't use language like this. You're disrupting the other patients." I've seen the surveillance video, the security video. There were no other patients in the emergency room. But on the basis of this exchange, the officer charged Mark with misconduct, with disturbing the peace, with disorderly conduct specifically. And so after Mark was processed through the hospital, he was allowed to go home. And he immediately filed a complaint with the American Fork Police Department. They took a couple of days and conducted a cursory investigation. And Lance Call, the chief of police in American Fork, said he wasn't particularly interested in pursuing this because, as far as he's concerned, the officers behaved professionally. And Mark had requested, he called the mayor of American Fork and requested an investigation. He called the Utah County Sheriff's Office, which is an appropriate thing to do. The sheriff, of course, is supposed to have oversight regarding all law enforcement activities within the county. He's the highest elected official in the county when it comes to matters of law in the constitutional sense. And the mayor contacted the prosecutor's office in Utah County and assigned one of their investigators to look into the matter. Now, while all this was going on, apparently the powers that be at the American Fork Police Department had taken very great and very malign interest in Mark's doings, and so they dispatched a very large officer who concealed his badge number and refused to identify himself to knock on Mark's door and tell him to stop prying into the matter, so that if you pursue this, it won't go well for you. And it was pretty clearly a threat. It was made in the presence of other witnesses. Mark wasn't the only one who saw it. One of the things that he shared with me is that it's interesting that there were three officers on the scene at the time he was arrested. There was Officer Jean Felice. There was his trainee officer, who was a young lady by the name of Nakai. And the third person who showed up was their supervisor, a sergeant by the name of Bavard. They all were equipped with body cameras. American Fork, its police department since 2007, has been equipped, all 33 of the patrol officers have been equipped with body cams that act as personal cameras for all interactions with the public. They became the first law enforcement agency in the country to have 100% coverage, all of their patrol officers, with these vid cams. But yet none of these vid cams apparently was turned on or functioning, or the footage was not provided to the investigators and to Mark when he filed discovery motion case. He was compelled to represent himself, basically, because of a legal maneuver that left him without a public defender. He was indigent by this time, but he had no public defender. But this wasn't provided to him through discovery. The footage probably exists, and I would be willing to bet that the American Fork Police Department is just simply sitting on it. So what good are video cameras if you don't have access to them in order to hold police accountable? There were two police vehicles with police officers. That's something that they've talked about just as recently as last October in an article that was published by, if I remember correctly, by KSL, the NBC affiliate there in Salt Lake City. They've boasted that they've used these vid cams to justify the actions of their officers, but when you've got a case here where the professionalism of the officers is called into question, the video footage wasn't available or it wasn't provided in timely fashion to the victim or the alleged victim of brutality. And quite frankly, there's no alleged to it. This man's life is ruined. He was compelled to seek medical attention within about a week. He had gone in previously, a week earlier, to the clinic in order to have the spinal cord stimulator, or SCS, calibrated. And then about a week after this incident, this is April 18th of 2012, he went back into the same clinic, and they ran a diagnostic, and they found that it had stopped functioning at 9:30 a.m. on April 18th. And that would have been the time of his encounter with Officer Jean Felice. It's not functioned since then. It's still installed, still embedded beneath the skin, but it's not functioning. And so he's had to ramp up his pain medications by between 300 and 400% just to get by. And he is constantly in pain anyway. I met him a week ago at this meeting that we had at the pizza parlor in Orem. He was walking with a cane. He was sweating. His face was contorted in agony. He was breathing heavily, and he was fully medicated. That is what his life is like right now because of a simple act of thoughtless sadism by somebody who's above accountability. And that's one of the reasons I suspect why this story has found such resonance, is the fact that he's cooperated, he's done everything that the citizens expected to do, and yet his life was ruined and he apparently has no recourse.
And apparently the Washington Post has actually picked up this story?
Yes, the Washington Post picked it up, I believe, on Tuesday of this week, and that caused the story to go viral, which I think is wonderful.
All right, fine. We'll be back in just a moment with William Grigg. And it's terrible to hear things like this. We have a lot of wonderful police officers, but a few bad eggs.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 877-330-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927.
Washington Post has picked this story up, and William has certainly talked about this. But go right ahead, William. William, go right ahead. William, are you there? I think we lost William. I'm going to ask my secretary to call him back again. I don't know what happened. But anyway, of course, it's a tragic story that certainly shows occasionally you'll get a bad egg. And basically, of course, the police officers have a tendency to stand together, just like doctors stand together, like lawyers stand together. Basically, when you're part of a group, unfortunately, the reality is that sometimes people do sometimes think more if you allow certainly a criticism of a doctor. It's like criticizing all doctors. Criticize certainly a lawyer. It's like criticizing all lawyers. Criticize the police, well, it's like criticizing all police. And sometimes, certainly, the truth does not come out well. The question is, will there be certainly an independent evaluation of this story? I really think it's rather interesting. We were certainly talking to William Grigg, and suddenly, for some reason or all, why, of course, we lost contact with him. I did suddenly cut him off. Oh, whatever, let's hope we have him back again. What happened there?
I'm sorry. I got temporarily cut off, but I'm back now.
Okay, very good. You go ahead with the story.
Yeah, I'm talking about this condition that Mark suffers from, this severe and chronic pain. It's not just chronic pain. It's a degenerative condition that could lead to the loss of his lower extremities. It could lead to an early death. The thing that really frosts me about all this is that in the investigation of this incident that led to this condition, the investigator for the Utah County Sheriff's Office collected these statements from police officers that were self-contradictory and that contradicted the accounts of witnesses, including Bob Cardin. He's the property owner on whose lot the tree existed that Mark collided with. Bob Cardin, when he saw that Mark was in visible pain from having his hands cuffed behind his back, plaintively said to the police officers, "You have to handcuff him that way." And one of them turned to him and said, "Shut up and get back on your property, or I'm going to stuff you in the car next to him." But he filed a statement, Mr. Cardin did, confirming that what was being done to Mark was wrong. There were at least two other people on the scene who said the same thing. Now, an interesting part of the story is that when Mark was being arrested, he used a cell phone to call his wife and to tell her he was going to be at the Utah County Jail and to ask her to come pick him up. His wife, Tina, was able to hear everything that happened over the next 15 or 20 minutes because Mark didn't disconnect the call. And in addition to Tina, Mark's brother was present, so they were both overhearing everything that happened over this open cell line at the time of the arrest and all the subsequent trauma that was inflicted on Mark. They filed sworn statements as well. So you have multiple people there who were witnesses to what happened. You have the three police officers whose vid cams all simultaneously malfunctioned, apparently, or else the footage was lost or the footage was suppressed. One of the above. The footage wasn't provided to Mark. Mark collected sworn statements from all of his friends, and then when he went to trial on the disorderly conduct charge, he asked that the officers enter sworn statements so that they could be compared with their testimony under oath. What the investigator for the prosecutor's office said was that, well, these are peace officers who are under oath anyway, so they don't need to deliver sworn statements. When he got to court, he was told by the prosecutor and the judge accepted this motion by the prosecutor, that the previous statements by the police officers that were being contradicted in court were not admissible because they weren't sworn. So the same prosecutor's office that refused to put the officers under oath used the fact that they weren't under oath in order to suppress earlier statements that would have been used to impeach their credibility as witnesses against Mark. So naturally, he was found guilty of disorderly conduct. And that disorderly conduct, once again, consisted of swearing in public in the company of adults after he had been maimed and brutalized and abused by a police officer. As far as I can tell, there's no public statute in American Fork or in Central Utah that makes it a crime to swear in public, particularly when you're provoked to that extent. But he was punished for daring to complain, and I'll be in admittedly vulgar terms, for an injury that was inflicted upon him needlessly. This, I don't think, was necessarily an act of deliberate malice, but it became an act of deliberate malice when the police officer refused to accept accountability and when the people around him all protected him against the consequences of his actions. And unfortunately, this is a very typical, indeed in some ways a rather mild example, the sort of thing that's become ubiquitous in our society.
Well, of course, when a nation turns against God and there are no moral standards, why should we be surprised? And this is what happened, the direct result of them taking God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, out of our public institutions, out of America.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is William Craig. And Sidney Whittam is pointing out that there is some publicity being put out there by Sidney television and radio, and Sidney articles being written about this unfortunate gentleman who is a victim of police brutality, and then the obvious cover-up on the part of the local sheriff's office and the mayor and the local police. Everybody stands together. You want to protect them, and of course, they've already threatened this gentleman. There'll be serious consequences consequences if he didn't keep his mouth shut. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not what you do in a society. If somebody does something wrong, why they have to be held accountable? And a man who brutalizes a helpless individual who's handcuffed has no business being a police officer, and he should be suddenly fired because, of course, no man's life is safe if the police are corrupt. Now, we have a lot of wonderful police, I believe, all across America, but we have a few bad eggs, and there is always this tendency to want to stand together, certainly not be critical, because after all, any of us can make a mistake, and you might make a mistake, and so you want other people to cover for you, and many times police officers will stand behind a totally corrupt police officer, because they know that if they certainly acknowledge a problem, why it'll become public knowledge, and it'll cost money, it'll be embarrassing, and so rather than get rid of the bad eggs, why many times they will exist and be there for long periods of time. We see example after example. I mean, there's one instance where they had a fellow, a detective, who sent hundreds of people to prison. Basically, he simply contrived the cases. Now they're facing hundreds of people being released from prison and suing the county when it's become obvious what has happened. And basically, but what you're seeing, ladies and gentlemen, is the end result of what happens when a nation turns against God. And when a nation turns against God, why, of course, you have no standards at all. And this is what you would anticipate, of people simply brutalizing other people. And the only solution is a rigid dictatorship. Either you have less government and immoral people and you can have freedom, or you do away with morality, you end up with a police state and a dictatorship. And that's just the direction we're headed. Go right ahead, William.
You know, it's interesting you bring up the fact that people don't have a sense of limits because they have no longer a sense of being a created being, each of us being a created being and being subject of the laws of our Creator. And in some of the lesser, lesser is the wrong expression, some of the less well-known elements of the Old Testament, the Pentateuch, the Torah, if you will, there are some very relevant and, of course, eternally relevant moral principles to deal with this type of injustice. In the book of Deuteronomy, for instance, it's made very clear that if somebody, through deception or through malfeasance of office, inflicts a punishment upon an innocent person and that crime is made known, then the official responsible for the miscarriage of justice has to serve out the same penalty that had been inflicted on the innocent man. That's a principle of proportionality I want to resurrect in our society. If he was a police detective, I think you were referring to the case, well, there's a bunch of cases of that sort. I've been reading nothing but books over the last several months describing murder trials where there has been conscious malfeasance of office by prosecutors and deliberate deception by police investigators that have put innocent people on death row whose sentences have been commuted at literally the last minute. I've read three or four books of that kind in the last couple of months. That's been my entire literary diet for the last couple of months, and I would like to diversify a little bit. That's becoming quite dismal. But in cases of the sort you're describing, Dr. Stan, where somebody through deliberate deception, through malfeasance of office, has inflicted a penalty upon an innocent man and his crime has become known, then it is incumbent upon us to visit exactly the same sentence upon the official malefactor. There was a case down in Texas just recently where you had a man who, I think 26-year sentence in prison had been commuted after it was supposed to be a life term, life sentence for murder, after it was revealed that the prosecutor had deliberately, from the very beginning of this case in the 1980s, withheld exculpatory evidence. That, of course, is what they call a Brady violation. There is a U.S. Supreme Court precedent called Brady that was meant to underscore the fact that when the Bill of Rights talks about the defendant having a mandatory process of law to receive the evidence against him, the discovery rule, that's exactly what the Constitution means, and this is not optional. If you're a prosecutor, if you come across exculpatory evidence, you are duty-bound by law, by the Constitution, by God's law, by common decency to provide that to the defense, but prosecutors almost never do that. And it is almost impossible to hold a prosecutor accountable. Police are sometimes held accountable. You can round it up to never see a prosecutor being held accountable. In this case in Texas, this prosecutor, who went on to become a judge, as most of them seem to, was eventually sentenced to a jail term, a jail term for stealing a quarter of a century out of the life of an innocent man. He ended up spending, I think, 3 days in jail, 3 days behind bars. He literally would spend more time behind bars for an overdue library book if they enforced the statutes against that supposed offense as rigorously as they could. You really don't have any sense of proportionality here, and of course, jail term doesn't involve a disability to the man's civil liberties or his political rights. You know, he doesn't lose his voting privileges. He doesn't lose what the government calls the privilege of owning a firearm for the sake of self protection. And there's no sense of accountability for prosecutors. They have something near absolute immunity, near perfect immunity. The same is true of corrupt judges. Corrupt judges, of course, represent a particular kind of institutionalized evil about which the Bible has a great deal to say, both the Old and the New Testament. And in the realm of law enforcement, just to say, Dr. Stan, there are many good, decent, conscientious people who go into law enforcement for the right reasons. They want to protect life, liberty, and property, their interests. Protecting the innocent against the criminal aggression of police, that's all very commendable things. Those are all very commendable things. However, it is the case that because of the pressure of police unions, for the most part, and because of some very ominous changes in the law enforcement culture, in my mind, evil doctrine of qualified immunity has become an impenetrable cloak to where unless you can demonstrate a persistent, deliberate, corrupt criminal misbehavior by a police officer, it's almost impossible to hold one accountable. If you're talking about something that he does in his official capacity that involves needless violence on inflicted on this person, it's all but impossible to hold a police officer accountable unless he consents to be held accountable. There's only one recent incident I can think where a police officer who has been caught on video abusing the rights of an innocent person has been forced to make personal restitution for that bad act. That was a case in New Jersey. A man in Atlantic City who was minding his own business was thrown to the ground by a scrum of police officers, then attacked with a police dog and seriously injured. And there was no reason at all for the police to have anything to do with this man. He was literally minding his own business. It turns out that that man was a state official. He actually worked for the state government in New Jersey, which, of course, is one of the more notoriously corrupt, the many corrupt state governments of the United States. And so he actually had the political juice, the political clout to make this an issue. And so the police officer responsible for this was hit with a personal judgment for, I believe it was $500,000. And that's because of the identity of the victim. Now, that's a function of another Supreme Court ruling called the Bivens ruling. Bivens deals primarily with the Fourth Amendment, violations of the Fourth Amendment, which would include, of course, unlawful search and seizure, violations of privacy, the abuse of warrant service, and so forth. And that involved a case that dealt with the Drug Enforcement Administration. And there have been a couple of more recent rulings dealing with the Bivens principle. Under Bivens, if a federal official is found guilty of an egregious violation of the Fourth Amendment, he can be personally held responsible in a personal capacity rather than an official capacity. But the problem with that, Dr. Stan, is that they segregate the personal from the official, and they should be the same thing. If this were genuinely a society governed by laws rather than by men, then everybody, irrespective of his job title or his station in society, would be subject to the same laws and accountable to the same punishments for breaking them. You wouldn't distinguish between the personal role played by a president of the United States, for instance, and his official role. And so if the president of the United States commits murder, which is, I think, pretty much innate to their job description, the president of the United States would be personally liable for that criminal act. It's the case of Abdurrahman al-Awlaki. We've talked about that before. Abdurrahman al-Awlaki's father was somebody that Anwar al-Awlaki was somebody that the Obama administration considered a man who was outside the protection of law, and so he was killed by a drunk. Like Anwar was the father, and his 16-year-old son had gone over to Yemen to find his father, was taken out a couple of weeks later by a drone strike as well. There's no reason at all why you should believe anything the Obama administration has said about the death of Abdul-Rahman al-Awlaki. So far as we know, his only crime was that he was related by blood to somebody who is considered an enemy of the state by the Obama administration. Well, that's an act of murder. And in his personal capacity, Mr. Obama should be arrested and put on trial for capital murder for the death on his supposed command authority of this 16-year-old man, this 16-year-old teenager, this non-combatant, this U.S. citizen born in New Mexico. And that same principle of accountability should obtain whenever we're talking about somebody in whatever echelon of government is carrying out some kind of enforcement authority. But that's not the case right now, because we're no longer a society governed by law. And the most important biblical principle here is that there is one law that applies to everybody. That we're all made in the image of the same creator. We're all endowed with the same set of rights. We're all endowed with the same set of moral responsibilities. And the function that we have in society does dictate the extent to which we're accountable to law, because all of us are perfectly accountable to law. Just by way of shifting gears here.
Well, if I could just comment, Sidney, in Egypt recently, 526 people were recently convicted and sentenced to death because of the unlawful murder of one police officer. 526 Egyptians were convicted and sentenced to death because one police officer was executed. And this is a government that we're supporting. We're giving this government billions of dollars, and they recently sentenced 526 Egyptians to death for the murder of one police officer. Do we live in a world gone mad? And ladies and gentlemen, no, we have real problems here in America, and we do have real problems, Sidney. We actually, I have interviewed CIA-trained assassins, trained to kill Americans. We have a 4-CD set called Deadly Assassins. We actually interview men, two of them, a colonel. One was a military colonel, and the other certainly was a CIA operative, and they were trained by the CIA to kill people. They talk about the people they didn't kill. They didn't talk about the people they did. But, of course, you must understand this is not imaginary. It is very real. And before we go on, William, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get your website, how they can get your books, how they can certainly get your radio broadcast, and how they can support you, how they can get your PayPal button and help support you and keep you on the front lines of this battle.
I appreciate that, Dr. Stan. My chief outlet is still my blog. It's entitled Pro Libertate, and the web address is freedominourtime.blogspot.com. Freedom in Our Time is spelled as one word, freedominourtime.blogspot.com, or you can simply Google Pro Libertate or Google William N. Grigg, and that should be the first return or one of the first returns. I try to post an USA every week or so or twice a week. I'm actually preparing to post a second essay for my trip to Utah sometime either this evening or early tomorrow morning. It's a behemoth. It's about 5,000 words in length, and it's the second of at least three stories I plan on posting there. And a lot of what I've published at Pro Libertate is republished at the LewRockwell.com website, L-E-W, and then Rockwell as in Norman Rockwell, LewRockwell.com. And I also write for the blog at LewRockwell.com. That's on the right-hand margin of the page if you go to LewRockwell.com. On my Pro Libertate blog, there is a PayPal button. One is located at the right-hand margin of my Pro Libertate blog, and it's also at the bottom of every essay. And I also accept Bitcoin. I have reservations about Bitcoin, but so impecuniated have I become that I will accept just about anything of notional value by way of a donation. And really do appreciate all the help that we've received from you, Dr. Stan, and from your listeners. I should point out as well that I have a radio program which is called Freedom Zealot Radio. It's broadcast every Saturday night at 8 o'clock Mountain Time, 7 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Central, at the Liberty News Radio Network, which you can access by going to LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyRoundtable.com. There is, in the upper right-hand quadrant of that website, a Listen Live Now button. It's a pre-recorded program, and it comes on, once again, at 8 o'clock Mountain Time or 7 o'clock Pacific Time every Saturday night. This week's program is going to deal with a perfectly horrible midnight SWAT raid that occurred in Caldwell, Idaho, which is a town of about 22,000, 24,000 people that located about 20 minutes from Payette, Idaho. This was a no-knock, no-warrant raid that resulted from a hearsay account given to one police department and filtered to a second police department that sent a tactical team to an apartment complex, and they kicked in the wrong door. They kicked in the wrong door, terrorizing a sleeping family in a 500-square-foot, two-bedroom apartment. And then they went to the next-door neighbor's house, and the next-door neighbor's apartment, rather, was the person they were looking for. He had to crawl on his hands and knees and on his belly in order to be handcuffed. Then after they had the suspect in custody, they kicked in a third door. They terrorized an entire apartment complex in a midnight raid without a warrant and without any legal cause. There was no reason to send a SWAT team. If they wanted to do a welfare check, which was the advertised reason for the visit, all they had to do was knock on the door and say, is everybody all right? They sent in the SWAT team, and the canine officer with a dog she used to threaten everybody in the apartment complex who wasn't cooperating. This is not America. As a matter of fact, this isn't even really the Soviet Union. The KGB, horrible and bloodthirsty as they were, they for the most part knocked when they conducted a midnight or post-midnight raid. Here in the United States, the police no longer knock. They just kick in your door with, and have their assault weapons at the ready. They paint your forehead with a red laser dot, and they threaten to unleash the dogs on you. I don't know. This is not the country I grew up in. I'm not that old. But I can remember that within recent memory, you didn't have this sort of thing happening all the time, but it happened hundreds of times a day in this country. But that's the program that's going to be on the Freedom Zone radio program tomorrow night on the Liberty News Radio Network, LibertyRoundtable.com.
And I think that people wonder why America has changed. Well, America has changed because there's a small little group of people, I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness, that controls our government. And they are using the financial and military power of the United States to establish a world government. That's why we have our troops today in 130 nations. We have almost 1,000 military bases throughout the world. And of course, they're preparing for a dictatorship here. The fact that most people don't understand that when David Rockefeller wrote his memoirs, he talked about the secret cabal that he's part of it that is working against the best interests of the United States. The book Memoirs, the page 405. Have you ever heard about that? You're not going to hear about it from Rush Limbaugh, that's for sure. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5.
Telling us the economy is getting better. It's really not. Certainly, I'm in contact with ministries across America, people doing exactly what we're doing, and they're all having difficulty as far as donations are concerned. Donations are down for most of the ministries dramatically. Certainly, we fortunately have been able to maintain our stations. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family supporters or help us, why give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And we want to thank those people who've been generous. We do have people who've been very generous, and they're keeping us going. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. I said you can get our four best tapes or CDs of the month. You can get our monthly newsletter, which incidentally is written by William Grigg, who is just with us. And then, of course, we have all sorts of products we sell. We sell spices. Why do we sell spices? Why? So we can raise funds, the good spices. We use them ourselves. And most of the things we offer, we do. We do use ourselves, certainly. We offer a line of health products. And many of these we actually use ourselves because most people are deficient in vitamin D3. And if they do take the usual standard 400 milligrams, basically it's not anywhere near enough because this is one reason why you get your colds and your flu in the wintertime is because you're not getting the sunshine vitamin. And so you need to be taking, I take 5,000 units of vitamin D3 every day. And suddenly when I start to come down with a cold, I take a great deal more. Take allobiotic, and if you don't have a supply of allobiotic, not antibiotic, but ally, A-L-L-I, biotic, oil of oregano, oil of elderberry, oil of garlic. Suddenly you need to get this to have it on hand to take when you start to come down with the flu. I take a couple of them every 4 hours, and I haven't lost a day behind the microphone in 20 years, as long as I've been doing this. So basically that and so many other health products are there. We have other products. If you don't have your Miracle 2 soap products, we use the Miracle 2 soap products regularly. And the gel, we wouldn't be without it. It's had helped so many people with rashes and itching and all sorts of things. And why it works, I don't know, but they really do work. And then we have the Berkey products, and certainly, well, go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And you can look at all the various tape sets we have. And if you have any question about what happened to Adolf Hitler, you need to get our 4-CD set on did Hitler escape? And Hitler did escape. He lived out comfortably the rest of his life in South America. We've interviewed enough people to know that. We've been lied to about that. We have a 4-CD set on Operation Paperclip, how we helped the Nazi who perpetrated the Holocaust to escape to South America, tens of thousands of them. And this is how we financed the Nazis all during the war. This is a book called America's Nazi Secret, and a 4-CD set, The War Against the Jews, The War Against the Jews. All of these things are available from Radio Liberty, things you'll never find elsewhere. A 4-CD set on the secret government, another 4-CD set on secret societies. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And when you get them, they help to maintain our programs going out across America. That's 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we're on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Ooh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. heart.